This is a previously recorded episode. Show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Coming to you from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming, it's The Undercard. Bringing you the best in hand combat coverage with feature interviews, major events, and the hottest ring girls from around the nation. The Undercard is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. And now, here they are, always in your corner, Brad, Marv, and Jimmy.
Welcome to episode 181. It is officially the Ides of March today.
Beware.
That's right. That's a great movie, by the way, as we're going through the political season.
Hey,
you ever see George Clooney and Ryan Gosling, The Ides of March? That's a great political movie.
No.
It was filmed.
Go check it out. It's good.
Here.
You said Ryan Gosling, so immediately I was like.
Mars' eyes just glazed over, and he's just like,
nope.
There's this huge.
Ryan Gosling's the man, though.
Yeah, exactly. Don't
but he won't eat your cereal. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
There is a very intense scene between him and George Clooney.
Uh-huh.
It's the climax of the movie. I won't ruin it for you, but that was shot at Maryland's on Monroe in Greektown in that bar.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a few scenes from Greektown Casino you can see in there. Most of it was a
So the most enduring part of it is that it was shot in Greektown.
No. It's a great movie.
That's the only reason I would go see it.
No, but Ryan liked it so much then he shot his shitty movie.
Which one?
Did it win something?
No, I said which one. You said his shitty movie. Which shitty Ryan Gosling movie did
Monster,
he shoot?
Monster, the one he couldn't find a distribution deal
with.
Didn't
even for.
Wait, Monster, wasn't that – was that Charlize Theron?
Mm-mm.
No, different Monster.
Different Monster.
It had to do with something like a dinosaur in the Masonic Temple or something?
They kept the Brewster or at least it was shot around the Brewster
project.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
A monster. Wow. I can't imagine why I didn't see
that. Oh, yeah. So they shot it around the Masonic Temple, and they made the Masonic Temple scarier. The mouth.
Yeah.
Around
the
opening was a monster. It was actually cool.
Head up of it.
And we thought it was always there. That's how good the art thing was. I was like, how have I never noticed it?
Where did it go?
Then one day, and then there's paparazzi outside the Masonic because he was dating Eva Mendez or something at the time.
Azel Adine?
No,
Eva
Mendez.
Yeah, and he had his dog at K9 to 5.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
If and we had had a dog,
he went to Cinema Detroit with Eva Mendez. Yeah. As we play TMZ.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we talking about Ryan Gosling?
Because I said Ides of March.
I know.
And we transition. Now you know what I go through when I listen to you guys on Facebook. I'm like,
Movie Lost River? Is that the movie you're talking about?
No, Monster.
No.
Because I just Googled Ryan Gosling Monster and the first thing that comes up is Lost River.
Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Lost River because there's a giant mouse.
Look at the shooting location.
It's totally called Lost River.
I don't know.
Good. I mean, it's so good.
Well, she's in it. Oh, I will definitely go see it if she's in it. The redhead from Mad Men.
Okay.
Busty Sinclair or whatever the hell her name is.
So we're going to cover a lot today.
Christina Hendricks, that's it.
Our first guest, who we'll get to in a few moments, was a Detroit legend. I'm talking early 90s. People still know about him, talk about him in the gym, and he's going to be joining us on the airwaves. So Cotty King will be joining us, and then later on in the show, Leonardo Tyner had a big moment as him and Sean Porter were the first official fight that was broadcast live on Facebook. Although it's not a fight, it wasn't an official fight; it was a glorified sparring session. But we're gonna check in with Tyner and see how he's doing. Tyner found out 2 weeks beforehand, had to lose 20 pounds of weight. He had a lot of things going against him, and then plus Sean Porter was actually in camp getting ready for Creve Thurman. So we're going to talk to Leonardo Tyner. And so that's the Detroit connection. As always, though, we have Marv, Jimmy, Rochelle, and then we have Ring Girl Kathy in here. We have Emily working social media, and then Barnes.
Yes, I'm back.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's been
decided to grace us with his presence once again.
You know,
I've been busy.
I know.
A lot of boxers.
The Trump campaign has enough of a lead that they don't need him doing the prep speech for Donald anymore.
You're doing a bang-up job, Barnes.
Wow.
By the way, not to belabor the point, but as of April 24th, 2015, that Ryan Gosling movie has made $43,000.
Right, exactly.
Wow. Exactly. People will never believe for a hand combat radio
43
show.
I know.
It's safe to say, though, that that movie didn't make it out of the red, right? We can bet that.
$43,000.
The catering truck alone was probably $43,000.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how much it cost to make because it wasn't $43,000.
No, probably not.
But I did want to cover before the show got along the way too much. XICW happened.
Yes.
We were there Saturday.
Yeah, it was
fun. I don't want to miss it. The Ring Girls always play a role in it. So if you don't know, they're written into the storylines. And they were written into the storylines a little bit bigger now.
Yeah, they were.
Because they are on the line.
Thank you. Thanks to Malcolm Monroe 3 and DBA. The Ring Girls are now a part of the match. I mean, not like they will be in it, but
yeah,
they are the prize.
They're on the line, and they've got plans for them if they win them.
It's very
announced
diabolic.
In the ring as the Ring Girls are going, what?
Exactly. Liz was just like, they called us sluts. Liz was lost.
What?
But the other one was like,
Well, they just kept putting their hands over their mouth. They're like, oh my God, they're saying that?
Yeah.
Like, yep, welcome to XICW.
So the Monroes went against who? Refresh my
memory. The Scarboni brothers.
Scarbonis, okay. Yep. And they won.
But, no, I'm sorry, not the Scarbonis. I forget who they went up against, but Mark Juca, who is the one that always uses –
Brings the Ring Girls.
It was his two
It's actually
guys.
On our Facebook. I posted the results. So anyways, on the line coming up in a future date is the Ring Girls. And so it's up to Mark and his team to keep the Ring Girls from falling into the Monroes' hands.
Yeah.
And who knows what the Monroes will do to them, because if you remember, I made the Monroes do that awful candy contest.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like,
right.
It could be crazy for them. So, you remember that?
I do.
The candy contest, yeah.
Yep. And who was the one who bowed out of that one really quick?
Oh, I don't know. Was it me?
They beat Joe Coleman and Idris Abraham.
Right. I just remember his hair.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that happened. Always fun. Always great to be a part of. And then.
And one of our favorite wrestlers, Sweet Willie Watts, ended up winning the belt that night.
Congratulations, Willie. Long time coming. He was actually at the first event that Marv and you guys were
in
a part
of. In that garage?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a garage. It was a flea market.
It was a garage in a flea market. And I made out with Sweet Willie after the match.
You did.
I totally did.
And that was
There's
the,
pictures of it.
And that was the first time that Marv and I banter back and forth a lot on the show.
It got physical.
That was the first time it actually
got physical.
Yeah,
I whooped the crap out of it.
Well, but the Ring Girl, she betrayed me.
You lost, Jimmy.
That's all I got.
Just
say.
Let it go.
She betrayed me.
Lost.
That's all I got to say.
You were no match for the cookie sheet.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was no match for the cookie sheet.
You're revealing all the secrets of wrestling. But we do got to say this, though. So the Arnold, we were down there, and on a Sunday when we're just killing time at the Arnold, the WWE was there.
NXT?
Yeah. And so we were just hanging out watching wrestling, and we were what you would consider ringside, just sitting there at the Arnold. And everything they did looked fake, okay? And XICW's performers are better than those people at that level.
Oh, absolutely.
Much more on the physical body side, much more. I did want to bring this up, though. I think they stretched the storyline a little too much with the remote. I called it bad theater. You know what I'm talking about. The Monroes had a remote that paused.
Oh, yeah.
And
DBA had
wrestlers.
A quote-unquote universal remote where he, like, paused the action, put it in slow motion, and all that kind of stuff like that. And it was like, okay, now we've gone a little bit too far.
It was
shark jumped.
Yeah, the shark did jump.
It was a little bit too
much. It was funny. I mean, I was laughing, but yeah.
That's the edge, I think, as far as you can go. You got to bring it back over and stuff like that.
I think it would have worked if they had shortened that bit. Like, if he had paused and then, like, did it for like a few seconds, but it just kept going and going and going, and it just kind of got a little old.
All right, I got to pass over our first guest number here. But so we'll be back at XICW talking to them. Any best of Detroit going forward, the Ring Girls will be there and be part of the show. And then you know what's cool is that they have the intermission and they have the beginning part. And in the beginning part, they allow you to like meet the fighters and stuff. And mm-hmm. then EC3 was there.
Yep.
And not only that, Rhino, this is the first time we've seen Rhino since now he is running for a political office. So the vote for Rhino chant was going on.
State representative.
Yep.
Still running for public. That's public office.
I was just giving the title.
Yeah, yeah, state representative. Yep.
All right, gotcha.
Yep.
And don't
Brad
you
is so
dare,
eager to lay a smackdown tonight.
Oh, I know.
I'll it's still mic. Public office, damn it.
I will shut your mic off.
Yeah, she has control of the board. Don't forget that.
But no, that's cool because people get to come up and meet the Ring Girls, and then we to talk to new people. Yep. So we meet new friends. Yep. So that's a lot of fun. But we're going to call up our first guest, like I said, a legend in the Detroit boxing scene, Cody King.
You just gave me the number. Hold on.
Okay. Cody King.
I like how Brad sometimes thinks that his voice is just magical.
Cody King.
And it just makes things happen.
And now, like, Cody King.
Like here, I just handed this to you, and here's Cody King. No, it takes like a minute to dial, and then it has to connect.
Hey, Cody, it's Brad. You're live on the undercard. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Like how are you doing?
What was very good, man. Thank you for joining us on the undercard. We wanted to talk a little boxing with you. We're joined by Anthony Barnes. I know you know Anthony Barnes.
Cody, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Barnes? Nah, that's what I call you anyway, man.
So this is the first time on the undercard. You've come to an undercard event, but so – we want to go back a little bit over your career so people that aren't familiar with your career know a little bit about you. But you were in the early 90s, just, you know, still to this day, you walk into a gym and you mention Cody King and people are like, that guy was as strong as they came and worked hard in the gym. What do you remember about the early 90s, buddy?
Well, I remember being a lot more lazy than these guys are today. No, I'm impressed with the work ethic of the generation. That some of them, you know, they talk a lot more than we did, but they put the work in. So I give them credit for that. They're a lot more cocky. That's all. I don't think much about what I did. I like what's going on right now.
Well, yeah, but you were at the time working out with Hearns. You were working out with the G-Man. You saw a lot of talent, too. Talk about these wars you had.
You know, I consider those guys made men. That was an honor to work with guys like Tommy Drew McCullough, you know what I'm saying, Andre Nelson, Leon the Barber, Frankie Lyles, Tim Little, you know what I'm saying, all those cats. But those were gladiators. Today we got these young warriors, this new generation, these young pit bulls.
Well, let's talk.
You know, my generation, I don't think they. We don't speak on my generation as much anymore. We got to, like, really cater to the new generation, you know what I'm saying? Money, power, respect. We just believe in respect coming up, that's all.
Right. James Tony.
The money and the power.
James Tony was around then, too, right, when you were
awesome.
Huh?
Awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
And so you got to be in the ring sparring with these guys, and the stories that I heard from people that were around – was that it was just phenomenal, like the hunger and everything like this. Tell us a little bit about these.
Sometimes I wonder if James Tony was the honest to give me credit and tell everybody in the world of boxing that I literally, in so many ways, taught him how to fight.
Wait.
Can't believe that.
Who said that?
Yeah. I basically taught James Tony to fight in my own little way. I spent a lot of time with James. Getting first, got into boxing.
Right, and then
a hungry little kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
He was holding his own with some pretty tough guys back then. You know, so I knew James was gonna be all right. He was holding his own with some straight up veterans, from good amateurs to good pros. And I'm talking about this like '87. I used to always stay in his ear when he was a baby.
Well, you mentioned Gerald earlier, and I mentioned him too, but James Tony. Thomas Hearns, these are guys that are known for power. Who hit the hardest when you were in sparring sessions back then?
all of them. Honestly, all of them. That's why I had to change my style up. I was more like the boxing them guys. I stayed away from Tommy's right hand. No, it wasn't too much. You had to stay away from Drill. You had to stay away from Drill, period. My best work wasn't with the guys that punch hard. It was always the guys that was trying to outthink me, like Leon the Barber, Gerald White. You know what I'm saying? Greg White. Greg White was like one of my smartest sparring partners. Leon the Barber was my phenomenal boxers. Those are the guys that I had to box that gave me a hard time, that they made me think. Guys like Tommy, I kind of know his style. I just stay away from his power. Gerald, he's going to try to do the same thing every time he come out hurt me. So that, you know, guys that come out like that don't really have a good time with me. I get the best of them all day. But thinkers, man, today these guys work, you know, they work hard to hurt one another. That's a little different. We really schooled one another in my era. We really worked. You know, don't get it wrong. We displayed our power, but we displayed skills more than anything.
Can I ask you a question about, like, the plate you used to box, like, in Michigan and, like, around, like, we used to be able to sell out Joe Louis and the Palace and all that place, like, in the early 90s when you were starting off. How come, like, you think that Detroit can't sell out those kind of venues now?
They can. You know, if we get guys like Anthony Barnes, you know, people got to work together. Anthony Barnes, Tony Harrison, Dominique Dalton, we have talent. Ed Thurger, you know, Craig Lewis, we got talent there. These promoters got to come together and, you know, display it. It has nothing to do with the fighters.
Well, I didn't say it had to do with the fighters. I was just like, it seems like we're all in these little small venues lately, and I'm jealous because I wasn't around in the sport the time that you guys were selling at the big arenas.
Well, I'm not sure what to say about that. That's something to think about, but I don't know. I might need a fan base. Fans might be different. You know, I have peaceful following, honestly. I have people that really want to see boxing. One thing about my fans, you know, and Tommy fans and, you know, all our fans around in our era, they didn't just come out to see their favorite fighters. They came out to see the up-and-comings. You know, they catch the four rounders. They would come early. You know what I'm saying? We had a guy named Hurley Sneed back in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Even in the mid-80s, we had to come early to catch early. You know what I'm saying? So we had it like that back in that era. They wanted to see boxing. The up-and-coming guys, the four-round fighters, the six-round fighters, the eight-round, you know, to the main event fighters. You know, they wasn't just coming to Tommy or myself. They were going to see all the guys. That's that man you built around Michael Moore. Right, Joe McCullough, Jimmy Paul, Milton McCoy, all these guys, buddy. They didn't just come to see the superstar. They were in the making of a lot of superstars. You just didn't know it yet. That's what I know about the era I come up with.
Right.
There we go. Now that you look over your career and everything like that, is there anything you would have done differently? I know it's a little bit of a retrospect 11 years ago, but...
I would have done a lot differently. I would have listened. I would have trained. You know what I'm saying? I trained. The only time I talk about this a lot, but besides the guy, too. And I don't really have to say that because I don't tell lies, literally. But the only time I've ever trained for any fight that I've ever had when I fought for the WBO world title. And that was in 2000. That's so remarkable because you'd be surprised. You know, when I look at Anthony Barnes and Tony Harrison and Dominic, these guys work, man. I mean, these guys run. They work. These are parachutes. They get out. You'd be surprised what I didn't do. And I was a world-rated fighter, number two in the world. I mean, I'm making five figures. I'm doing my thing. I'm making cameos. I can fight when I feel like it. You know, I took care of my kids good off of what I was doing, and I wasn't doing nothing. Just being lazy. So when I look at these guys, man, they work hard. I want you to understand, man, they got to work even harder to get more than the next man. They don't understand where I'd be coming from. I'm just a lot more blunt and direct about what you need out here in society. That's all it is. Man, you got to really work hard to want or have anything positive in the world because there's so many people smiling in your face but don't want to see you with it. You just got to know that about life.
Yeah, but as much as you say that, though, and I totally agree that now with technology and everything, nutrition and stuff, these guys do get all-around training. But Yep. Back in the early 90s, you guys never ducked anybody. I can name you five fighters right now that duck people. You guys would take any fight.
If you could name five, I would know who they are. But we didn't. I know what it is. I had kids to feed, you know, and I come from a lifestyle of having. So ducking somebody was out of the question. So let me tell you what I did do. I ducked southpaw. And I didn't duck them, like, avoid fighting them. I just told whoever was managing me, I don't do well with southpaw. So I really had a good team. I'm saying that's what they consider today. I just think I had a real good business partner that understood that I wasn't good with southpaw. So don't give me no southpaw. I mean, I had a southpaw in the top 10. When they're fighting, I say, no, I don't want that. They found me a better partner, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I had some real good business associates. You know what I'm saying? They call them teams now. I don't really look at boxing as a team sport. You know what I'm saying? You have a manager, you have a trainer, you have a bunch of friends, you have a bunch of groupies, you have fans, you have loyal ones, you have unloyal people, you have haters, which I don't like using that word either. You have a lot of things, but, you know, it's a business. You know, I took boxing the right way. I got a friend of mine, John LePackett, we took it from there. He got a friend of his, Sterling McPherson, we took it from there. I got a lawyer friend of mine, Gene Hunt, we took it from there. You know, we just stuck together. You know, that's our team, that's our team. I thought we were just all brotherly love, and just, you know, business partners. We just took that business. Now, we wasn't nothing but business partners. We don't conduct ourselves right. That's all it was about back in my era. But he's just doing a lot of things different than I'm respecting it. I'm standing out of the way. I don't want anybody to get the wrong interpretation about how I see things. I'm always on the bright side of things. That's why, another reason I'm glad that you called me tonight, because I need to be heard sometimes. It's an honor to be on your radio show tonight. Really, it is. And I thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate you having you on here. Scotty Buck wanted us to say hello to you. He said you guys don't get along. He says you guys don't get along, but he said that you guys respect each other, and he wanted me to say hello.
That's not true. When you're an accomplished as much as I have inside and outside the ring, you get along with everybody. There's no such thing. You know, when people spread things like that, those are called germs because you don't know how to get along with people. If you told me that, I would have fixed it. You got to get along with me because I'm going to get along with you. So that's how life is. I mean, really, you can't take a guy like Scotty Buck. Scotty Buck lives the same way. Scotty Buck come from a place he didn't have to box. That's one of the toughest fucking kids, Jewish kids. That's probably the toughest Jewish kid I've ever met in my fucking life. And I was there from beginning to end. No. And on the fuck, he just misinterpreted the friendship that I really have for him. That's all it is.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people just know, everybody's not as mature as the next man in the same category. So maturity is not on the same level with everybody. Everybody's not that kind of mature. You know, you might be that mature, he might be that mature, I might be this mature. I'm really this mature, top of the food chain. I could never just like anything about somebody that fought. Anything about somebody I come up with. I've been around that guy for 25 years. Really, his dad is one of my favorite people in the world. His brother is like my brother. I have no idea what Scotty Buck is talking about.
Well, no, he said that you guys both respect each other, but you guys had disagreed on something.
None of that is true.
All right.
No, I don't see it like that. None of that is true. He could have been told me he felt like that. We got all this social media. We got phones. To this day, we have telephones. I had no idea. If I had $100 million, he'd be a millionaire. See, I don't think like these guys do, man. You got to be on different levels.
Be
different.
Okay, what about a year ago, you and Leonardo Tyner got into it on social media. Was that all for show, or were you being hard on him because you saw potential?
That's my pit bull. Sometimes pit bulls act like that. You know what I'm saying? They sometimes bite their own master. So, you know, Cole is new to this. You know what I'm saying? He understands you'd be famous and respect the fame that you get respected about. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know, I could say not used to nothing. I look at him. I fuck him a lot because he don't do the things he should do, considering, you know, people looking up to him, respecting the sport that he's in. You know, prostate, you know how it go. I respect this sport. I'm not going to do nothing too difficult for other people in the sport, so I'm not going to talk like that or question nobody. If you read what I say to look at all the time, instead of what he said to me, we on a whole different level. I really respect that guy, what he stands for. He knows that. When we talk, that's how I talk to him. There's nothing new.
Well, Cotty, we want to see you more around some of the boxing events in Detroit. Like, you know, like
I'm always around Detroit, but I'm taking care of business right now. When I'm in the city, I'm always flushed out.
Yeah.
I'm always doing things. You know, I'm always around, you know, limited people. You know, I get out with some of the fighters. You know, I go see Lonnie Beasley. I'm always around Derrick Jefferson. I talk to Tyrone Trance. I still deal with those that deal with me. I don't have a problem with nobody. Like I say, everything, y'all get the wrong vibe. You know, it's like bad people turning good people bad. You can't break my spirit. I know where I come from. If we talk about generations, my generation of boxers carry themselves like I do. For business. This is how we carry ourselves.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
No, just know that. Yeah, well, I just want you to know. This is how we carry ourselves. This is what I learned from my generation of fighters. Well, we were really humble.
Well, that's what I love, you know, talking about it, because, like, I mean, we mentioned names that are legends in, you know, world gyms.
Are you serious? Dwight Davidson.
Yep.
Come on, man. They're home.
I mean,
I had the honor of helping these guys win championships when I was a baby in the sport of boxing, but I was holding my own with anybody. Without the crowd I come from, they escalated me on a level that was just unbelievable. In 1 year, man, I was considered one of the best amateurs in the country in a year of boxing because of my pedigree. There was no, when you talk about humble, I know the definition of humble. No one can break that. That's something that's a God's gift for me because I really come from someplace. I don't have to prove none to people. That's why people talk about me because I'm somebody. I always know that. I don't talk about people.
Well, you got.
I talk about a person. I mean, they're more important than me.
You got to come join us in studio sometime. Next time you're around,
come do whatever y'all need me to do. Just call me like you're calling me now.
Greatly appreciate. Thank you so much for joining us on the undercard a little bit. We greatly appreciate it, and then we'll be in touch, and we'll have you in studio sometime.
Together. Thank you, Anthony Burns. Best of luck, man. You're hard punching there.
Thanks,
man, love for you, man. You got to shout out. Had these guys on the radio sometime. You know, I'm beyond boxing. These guys are the ones you need to talk to. Anthony Burns. You know, people don't talk about him a lot.
We get Burns enough.
I like them guys, man. Yeah, them guys to fight, man.
Exactly.
I fought Anthony Burns before. Cold kid. Humble. Very humble.
Very
humble. Never seen him do nothing offensive and disrespect on Facebook. None of the above. He stand in his own lane. That's what I like about kids. They want something for themselves. I got bad love for you, though. Thanks for making this call, though.
All right.
Really
appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cotty. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
You take care. That is Cotty King. You know, you're in the gyms all the time, Anthony.
Yeah.
And people talk about those days. Think about that. Tony, G-Man, McClellan was known for just...
G-Man's my favorite fighter, period.
Yeah,
anyway,
was known for his power.
That's, you know, I'm just jealous that you got to box with him, you know, let alone hang out with him and, you know, be in the gym with him.
Plus, Hearns always had power. It was just there. And these guys are just going to war at it and stuff. What do you think about what he was saying about you guys work harder than they do in that generation?
Honestly, like, I want to say we do because, you know, I work every day hard, even if I don't have a fight coming up. So, I mean, I talked to a lot of fighters from back then. People like, oh, yeah, we were drinking pop and eating candy and all this stuff. And I'm like, how? I don't understand.
So why do you think that is, though? Why do you think this generation has to work harder than the previous generation?
We get information easier. You know, we have a cell phone. I can look this up. Hey, is this bad for me? Am I going to gain weight? Am I going to, you know, what is this going to do to me? So I can, you know, like, I think information gets around a little bit more and people are more knowledgeable of what they're eating, consuming, and, you know, all that.
I just want to point out a couple nights ago, I sent a Snapchat to Barnes of me eating, like, Doritos or something, and he Snapchatted back him running at, like, 11:30 at night. So there's that.
There is that, yes.
Yeah, we spend our whole lives training. That's what we do.
Yeah.
But see, and I understand what Cotty is saying, but you've been around the undercard a long time, Barnes. We do take a lot of up-and-coming fighters. But my thing is I don't like how fighters, after their career is gone, people start to forget about them. And I don't want them to ever forget about the early 90s in Detroit boxing and what that brought. And so I think it's important every once in a while, very humble of Cotty King to say, you know what, talk to these guys. But at the same time, and, you know, I know your dad's huge into history and stuff. These guys, when you throw on your crack trunks, you're wearing something.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
don't act like you want to see this naked.
I've seen it. We've all seen it.
All right. So anyway, that got way off subject.
Don't have a first floor bedroom, Barnes. That's all I'm saying. You leave the curtains open, a guy's going to look.
That's what one of my bedrooms on. Okay. So
it's just wrong.
You know, I was driving by. I parked in the side yard. And anyway.
He goes to my house too well.
One thing led to another. And
no.
He's playing Two Chains on the radio.
No, yeah, we throw Krong shorts on, and you know, and you know, all these like the fighters from the '90s you're talking about, like, you know, Tommy and Kati King and all them. You know, they're like family. You know, so they look at us and they have respect for us because, you know, we have respect for them more or less. It's just like we're a big family. So, you know, we learn stuff from them, and you know, like skill wise and stuff like that. You know, we learn how to, we try to mimic things that they did. So we really look up to them, but I mean, I guess if they say we train harder, I believe it. You know what I mean? Like, I like to believe we train harder. I'm in the gym every single day, so I mean, hopefully it's not.
Now, do you think – okay, so question. If you say that this generation trains harder than the previous generation, sure. Does that then mean that this generation, if you went toe-to-toe, prime-to-prime, this generation could beat the old generation?
See, that's a discussion that you could go back and forth because, like the heavyweights from back in the day, like 220 pounds, mm-hmm. like the biggest you really came across.
That's
now
right.
You have, you know,
like Klitschko.
220 yeah. is
you Tyson know, like, might not even be able to hit
yeah.
the guys.
Yeah,
right. You know, so you know, I get to 212 when I'm not training.
Like, right,
I'm not a heavyweight.
You know, right,
I'm a
right.
middleweight. So, I mean, we're bigger now. I think we have. I mean, we learned from the old generation too. So
right.
we know what they know, plus some. You know,
right.
But then again, you know. Times are different, so I don't know. Go back and forth.
Okay,
some of the greatest fighters of all time. So,
okay, I'm curious to get your opinion on that. Then
I respect the old fighters.
So. Right. Well, yeah, because they laid the groundwork for you right. to do what you're doing.
Well, who am I to say anything? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, no.
No, of course not. Please don't hurt me.
Look, you got the old generation giving a shout out to the youth, and the yep. youth is very talented here.
Oh
Detroit.
Yeah.
And then you got the young generation that, you know.
That's how it should be.
I still think one of the coolest things outside from what happens in the ring is when they go around any fight you're at and they announce, you know, previous champions,
oh, yeah.
up and coming fights.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's kind of cool. You don't see that in other sports.
No,
like, you know.
You know what? You actually don't see that in any other cities, really. If you go to another, like a fight anywhere else, they don't announce anyone in the crowd because mm-hmm. no one's there. You know, no one of like, you know, Tommy Hearns isn't there. You know, we'll have like six world champions at a small local show here. And, you know, you'll go Florida or wherever else and there won't be anyone there, not even a celebrity of any kind. So let alone somebody, the world champion of the sport.
You know? I can't wait until you guys start rocking and rolling the bigger arenas and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
You know, the new arena they're building. I mean, if there's boxing there, that'd be absolutely
oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Just off the chains, whatever they're going to call it.
Two chains.
So anyways, we're going to go to our first break. We're going to come back, and we got some really cool topics we're going to be going over. We're going to start off with do girlfriends or having sex while training, does it affect a fighter, the hunger? We're going to call up Dr. Greg. He's not even a doctor, but I call him Dr. Greg all the time. Greg G. from the Art of the Relationship show. He has some interesting perspective. We're going to go over some stuff because Conor McGregor, very successful. Information about his girlfriend has come out in the past week about how supportive she was over his career. And I did get one of the best answers I've gotten from a guy I respect, and I'm going to give his answer at the end of this debate. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to dial this up.
This is a previously recorded episode.
Welcome back to the undercard, everybody. We are going to skip the topic I led into the break until a little bit later because our expert, Greg D, I've been calling him Greg G.
Dr. Love.
Yeah, he's our Dr. Love from the Art of the Relationship show on Podcast Detroit,
yeah.
Which also broadcasts above Activate Studios, or Activate.
We're the studio. They're Activate Gaming. There
and
you
so we'll be back to the subject, but... So this past weekend, big gambling week is coming about. Even people that know nothing about gambling will be out there filling out brackets in their offices and everything like that. And I like gambling on anything. So, you know.
You know what? I hate basketball.
says the guy who runs a sports podcast. I love gambling on anything.
On anything. Like, I'm going to lay 20 on Batman versus Superman. Why not?
Kid Vegas.
So, yeah, it's exactly. 20 on Batman to win, you know? And so, basically, it comes down to, well, what would you gamble on? Or you know, what's the easiest thing to gamble on or such? But people that don't know anything fill out an office bracket. And sometimes because of upsets and stuff like that, sometimes a girl that doesn't know anything, that doesn't watch college basketball, how about
she'll
that?
Like, that guy's cute, or I like the color of their uniforms.
That's right. Wins. Because it's unpredictable and everything. But USA Today, not only did they print the brackets that were for college basketball for people to fill out, but they did something really cute. So I immediately tell everybody on the show, and they called it the Marvel versus DC bracket, but they set it up like a March Madness bracket in which you had the superheroes going against each other in certain regions. You had a Metropolis region. You have a Baxter region. You have a Westchester region, and you have a Gotham region, and they seeded superheroes. And so I thought, let's go through this. Let's get some winners, see who picks what. We'll go around the table and see, and go from there.
So are we going to do each bracket, and then we'll go – are we going to go all the way through on each person?
Yeah. I will list what bracket they are in.
Okay.
We kind of went over this. Well, I'm going to list what bracket they are in. Who's going against what?
Yep.
And then we're going to see what everybody agrees. Give a reason behind it
okay.
if you'd like.
Okay. All right.
And then whatever wins moves on in the bracket.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to start in the Metropolis region, which has top-seeded Superman going against the 8th-seed Black Canary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go first, and then we'll move around. This one's super easy. I mean, it's Superman.
Yep.
Agreed. Black Canary, I guess, is probably in the tournament because of that show, The Arrow, or something like that, right? She's around. I mean, she's kind of popular. I mean,
Jimmy, pull your geek back a little bit.
She's a bombshell, but other than that, I mean, right. I know she sings.
She's got martial arts training, but that's about the thing.
And that was exact. When mine, I said Superman wins hand down because he has amazing superpowers and she knows karate.
Yep. That's basically what it is.
She does have, depending on the like the version, she does have the canary scream.
Yes.
Which I suppose would give Superman an earache.
I guess it's also important too, as you give your selection, like you guys are saying, what you're going off of.
Yep.
I'm going off of the franchise selling and marketability. That's what I'm gonna pick on.
Okay.
You're picking on powers,
yes.
which is good.
Yeah.
Because all of we're gonna combine everything. But I'm talking about relevancy or stuff like that. That's what I pick on. So Superman moves on for me.
Okay.
Who would you like?
Superman.
All right. Mark.
Superman.
Emily, you playing along?
No, she's okay.
We gotta go Ring Girl Kathy.
She's
Twittering Superman
over
versus
here.
Black Canary. Who do you like?
Definitely Batman.
Batman. Oh, holy shit.
In an upset
already.
Not even in.
Rip your brackets off.
Batman just stepped in and was like, I got this, Soup.
Hey, she just found out about it, so
that's
give her some
fine.
Slack.
That's all awesome.
Right. Superman versus Black Canary. Right. Who do you like?
Superman.
Okay. All right.
You know what it was? She was looking at Rochelle's shirt that has Batman
yes,
on it.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yep. All right, I want Superman.
Okay.
Who doesn't want Superman?
Superman.
That's right. So. I mean,
and
that's,
I'm going
that's,
based off of powers.
My little cousin knows karate, so it's not like anything cool.
Hey, my son does it.
So we're going to go.
Would you put him in a fight against Superman?
Right.
No, he's nine.
Well, then there you go.
Sticking with the same region.
Okay.
Green Arrow, the 4th seed, going against fifth seed Hawkgirl. This time it's Jimmy's turn to go first.
I went with Green Arrow. Hawkgirl, her only real abilities come from her hammer. And the fact that she can fly, but Green Arrow has a multitude of specialty arrows that he can basically negate those two abilities.
How about you, Marv?
Green Arrow, just because.
Just because.
Emily, you voting?
I'm not familiar with either character, so I'll stick to Twitter.
All right. And in an upset, Twitter.
Another upset.
Ring Girl Kathy, who do you like here?
Okay.
I picked Green Arrow just because it's green.
Okay.
Yeah. And Kathy's wearing green, so
yep,
I would, that's another reason to pick Green Arrow.
Green Arrow because everyone else picked him.
Okay.
I'm going to go Green Arrow too. So once again, a big, huge domination win here. But it's because of one reason only. Isn't Hawkgirl, doesn't she fall under those superheroes that – wasn't there like a male character of it? It's just
it's Hawkgirl and Hawkman.
You're thinking of,
okay, Hawkeye. Well, no, that's Marvel.
Hawkeye is.
Well, Hawkeye is Marvel, but there is Hawkman as well.
What from that Justice horrible League movie?
No, Justice League cartoon.
Oh, I'm
right?
thinking of
yes,
horrible
yeah,
movie.
So, yes.
So, anyways, Green Arrow moves on. So we go to Flash, Shazam, Marvel. Really quickly, it is Flash, the number 3 seed versus Shazam in the Metropolis.
Metropolis.
In the Metropolis. Yeah, there we go.
Well, I know more about Flash, so he wins. And if I'm not mistaken, Shaq played Shazam in a movie.
Wrong Shazam.
I can't abide that. So
wrong Shazam.
So right. Flash. Flash wins.
All right, Ring Girl Kathy.
Shazam.
All right. Shazam's on the board.
All right. I went with Shazam.
Oh, Shazam's okay on the board, too.
Because what does Flash got? He can just go fast. And Shazam
false,
can
but...
– no. And Shazam, he can do more things.
No,
he's
can
got
like,
speed. Oh,
Jimmy, what else can
and
do?
Power.
Flash can like accelerate his body particles and
Shazam
like
is also known
things
as Captain Marvel.
No, different
no
person.
No.
I need to hear what Jimmy has
no
to say first.
I'm
she's
not
like, Wikipedia said so.
I know it did.
Wait, what is it really quick? So one for Flash and then two for Shazam so far. All right, what do we get?
Well, Jimmy, what else can he do? What else can the Flash do?
Well, the Flash can run fast, but he can, using the Speed Force, he can actually travel through time.
Mm.
He can also...
So he can lose, travel back in time, and
well,
then win.
And actually, not only that, but he can he can move his body so fast, he can actually morph through solid objects. And he could actually, in theory, move his hand so fast, all he would have to do is... go into Shazam's body, stop it, and he could explode his heart.
Good enough for me. So the Flash.
Okay.
Also
all
comes
right,
in
so
handy on those lonely
it's all
nights
even up. And as I said, mine's like kind of the intangible. So like when an announcer is talking about the intangible stuff you can't measure, like a little bit of luck, a little bit of everything, I'm going to go Shazam for one reason only.
Ah, Jesus, Mary. God.
Because it's part of culture. Like people will say Shazam when something happens or something like that. So Shazam win. Jimmy?
I'm going with the Flash because all Shazam is a child who gained his powers by a magical ability. And when he says Shazam, he turns into the character of Shazam. But he is not a fighter. He really honestly what all Shazam is a superpowered 10-year-old boy.
Ooh.
So I'm going with Flash because he has the know-how, he has the speed, and he could literally run circles around Shazam.
All right, so
damn,
we're going into overtime then. This is a close game. And it should, you know, it should be. It's a 3 versus 6 seed. Ring Girl Kathy, you brought somebody in the studio with you, your cousin. Introduce her to everybody really quick.
This is my cousin Angelica.
All right.
Hi, Angelica.
Angelica, you didn't think you would have so much power tonight. But one superhero in overtime is going to move on to the next.
She should move around to where
Shazam
the microphone
or Flash, who do you like?
I like Flash.
That's there my girl! We go! There she is!
Just because she watches
Flash,
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. Flash has a show. Where do you see Shazam?
He is coming up in a movie. And
coming up in a movie. He'll have a bit part. He doesn't
have
a show.
He'll have his own movie.
Played by Shaquille O'Neal.
All right.
No. That's Kazam.
Flash wins in overtime. Now we're going down to the bottom of the brackets here. Number 2, Wonder Woman, is going against number 7, the Atom.
Okay.
Ring Girl Kathy, who do you like and why do you like him?
Sexy?
Yeah! There's no other reason. There's no other reason.
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll third that.
Yeah. Three. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
All right.
There's no doubt.
By a blowout. All right. So now we're going to move over now to the Baxter region, which has Captain America versus Star-Lord. That's a number 1 seed, Captain America versus number 8, Star-Lord.
Oh, moving over that way. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I thought we were going down to Gotham.
That's fine. All right.
Really quickly, Rochelle, who do you like in this?
Star-Lord.
Ooh.
Okay.
He's got a little bit more edge to him.
Okay.
All right.
And he is. I mean, they're saying that, like we were reading today, Captain America's got like 90 years on and everybody, but for 70 of them, he was in ice.
That's
so
true.
He's not
sleeping on
that
a job.
Which makes him cool as
No. Okay. Star-Lord.
All right.
Come back to me.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
He wants to wait. You got to wait to hear.
I'm going
to
go Star-Lord. I think right now at this moment he's a bigger star than Captain America. I've never really liked Captain America.
How is he a bigger star? What is he?
Who's,
I've never even heard of Star-Lord.
People talk Chris more Pratt? About Guardians, of the, Guardians Galaxy of the Galaxy 2 coming out than Star-Lord.
Yeah, it was the highest
yeah.
grossing Marvel movie.
For a while, yeah.
Whatever.
So that's two for Star-Lord. Jimmy.
I'm going strictly by powers. I'm going with Captain America.
Okay,
sure. Because Captain America's he's got the super soldier serum. He is a leader. He knows how to fight. He's been fighting literally 20 years. Well, no,
America,
20 years.
It. America.
But he is I take it over Star-Lord, who's literally just somebody who happened to be in the wrong place at the right time.
No, see, I also have a battle with that. So Star-Lord can find the back ways of doing something, even if it's just a little bit wrong, you know, like telling that white lie to make him around.
But on a one-on-one.
Captain America's always going to be that straight arrow who's just going to be like, the way it should be done.
So you like his dishonesty. You think a good hero should be dishonest.
We're not talking about being a good hero.
Trump 2016 is that?
We're not talking about being a good hero. We're talking about who would win the battle.
I'm sticking with Captain America.
Captain America.
You're right though. You're right. Star-Lord would find a sneaky way to win, but when it all comes down to it, Captain America's slogan, "I can do this all day."
Yeah, we're gonna need to speed this along.
He has
speed
a tenacious,
speed it up.
We're, tenacity.
We,
that
we got
Star-Lord
like 900 more
have.
Brackets.
Marv, go.
Captain America, why America? That's why I asked.
All right.
All right. Kathy. Ring girl Kathy.
Captain America, only because I've never heard of Star-Lord.
Okay.
Okay. And?
Yeah, Captain America.
Captain America wins.
All right.
I thought that was maybe the first 8-1 seed because, you know, in basketball, 16s never beat a 1.
Right, right.
All right. Down to number 4. Jessica Jones is going against number 5. Daredevil. Anthony Barnes is on the clock. All right. I'm going to go with Daredevil because wasn't Jessica Jones not a good superhero anyways? And that's why, like, she's not a superhero anymore.
Where are we at? We're right here. Jessica Jones versus Daredevil.
I'm going Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm going Daredevil, too, because Jessica Jones, her only power is she's strong. But Daredevil has been training literally his whole life to be a fighter. So he will stomp Jessica Jones.
Marv.
I'm saying Jessica Jones.
Okay.
I don't know anything about her, but I know that Daredevil is blind and relies on his super sense of hearing, which Jessica Jones would use against him by yakety-yakking for hours about nothing at all, which would scramble his brain. Done.
All right.
Ring girl Kathy, who do you got?
Daredevil.
All right.
Daredevil.
All right. Daredevil wins 5-1. Daredevil moves on. Spider-Man, number 3 versus number 6, Deadpool. Mm. We are back to me.
Yep.
And not just because Deadpool.
God, stop talking sometimes.
I know. Just because Deadpool is the big thing right now, I've always thought Spider-Man is a horrible superhero. I hate the movies. I hate the Peter Parker story from high school. I hate the love thing with the redhead.
Wow.
Mary Jane.
Deadpool.
Yep.
Wow. Right.
I'm going with Deadpool, regeneration factor.
I have to straight up kick the shit out of Brad now because he shit all over my favorite superhero.
He seriously hates him. We won't even watch the movies.
So I'm going with Deadpool, regeneration factor. We'll get into other things later. Go ahead. All right.
Superman because of nostalgia, asshole. I've always been a Superman fan. We're Deadpool versus Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man. What did I say?
You said Superman.
I'm sorry. Spider-Man because of nostalgia because I've never even heard of Deadpool until the movie came out.
Okay.
So all right.
Spider-Man's way cooler.
Ring girl Kathy.
I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Right. See?
Deadpool.
Yeah. Oh,
whatever. You guys, right. just because the movie is out is the only
Spider-Man
reason you're picking
is,
him.
Kind of a bitch. So
yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yes. Now I have to kick the shit out of both of you guys.
I want to see that.
What's
actually.
That?
I want to see you kick the shit out of Barnes, or at least try to.
He's got
to
sleep sometime.
All right.
And all right.
You know
where he lives.
My room is.
Yeah,
we're back to Jimmy. Right, yeah. And that would be considered an upset, a 6-3. Yep. Now we go to Jimmy. Okay. Number 2, Thor versus number 7, Black Widow.
Thor, absolutely.
Yeah, Thor, Godhammer. Yep. No said.
Ring girl Kathy.
Definitely Thor.
Yep.
Yep, Thor.
Yep.
Thor.
Okay.
I'll give it. All right, so now we're going to move down across the brackets to the Gotham region.
Okay.
Number 1, Batman. This one's tough because he's going against somebody he shares a house with in Robin. Batman versus Robin. Number 1 versus number 8, we are back to Marv selecting first.
You're going way out of order of the way I did these. So
yeah, I'm just falling.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, but we got to speed this up quickly.
All right, so Batman wins because Batman. Robin knows his place.
All right.
And he would get the SmackDown put on him.
Kathy?
Batman.
Okay.
I love Robin, but I'll go Batman.
Okay.
Batman. Okay. For sure.
And Batman.
Batman. Okay.
All right. So now we move down to 4, Martian Manhunter versus number 5, Supergirl. We are back to Ring Girl Kathy.
Don't look at Supergirl. Just look at my
thing. I don't even think.
All right.
All right.
I don't know who Martian Manhunter is, so Supergirl.
Okay.
Yeah, same. Actually, I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
So
Supergirl?
Yeah.
Supergirl?
Martian Manhunter. Okay. Because he has a plethora of abilities.
Did you say plethitude?
Plethitude of abilities, yeah.
Plethora,
sorry. He has a plethora of abilities, including telekinesis.
I do that.
Mind reading.
A joke for years. He does it, and everyone's like, hey,
I know.
Correct him nicely.
Mind reading and shape shifting and all that kind of stuff. Right.
I also go with Martian Manhunter because he would telepathically make Supergirl think she were on her period, and then he would morph into a gallon of chocolate Haagen-Dazs and a Blu-ray of The Notebook. And when Supergirl cries herself,
seriously thought about this.
When Supergirl cries herself to sleep, he would morph back into himself and destroy her from within.
Wow!
All
right,
it's like a late bucket.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a late bucket because it was already determined. Supergirl moves on. It's a 5-4.
All right.
Now we're to number 3, Aquaman versus number 6, Cyborg. Who's up?
Rochelle.
Aquaman.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. Come back to me.
All right. Okay. I'll go Aquaman.
Cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah, he would just hook Aquaman with his grappling hook and then mount him on the wall.
Well, and the fact that he can literally create any technology, he could literally evaporate all water in the area and Aquaman would have absolutely no powers.
Yeah, I'll third that. Sounds way cooler. Aquaman is not that cool.
Okay.
At all.
No, he talks to fish.
Aquaman,
and then a dolphin comes and shits on your boat or something.
So we're
at an overtime, and now
Angelica.
All right, Angelica, we gotta go.
No. Let's do Emily this time. We'll switch it up.
Aquaman or Cyborg, who wins?
Aquaman.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Bullshit.
So now number 2, Green Lantern's going against number 7, Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Who's
Barnes.
Up?
Barnes.
Yeah, Aquaman is also a bitch, so we're not going with him.
You mean
Green Lantern or Harley Quinn?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, Aquaman too and Green Lantern.
Okay.
So yeah, they same category.
Wait, okay. So who wins?
Green Lantern is horrible, so he's not going to win.
So Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Right. Sure. Plus your girlfriend would kill you, I believe,
yes.
if you don't
right?
like do the Harley Quinn.
Yeah. She was Harley Quinn for Halloween.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right, cool.
You're welcome, Bailey.
Before I was dating her.
I'm going to go Green Lantern.
Okay.
And not because of the terrible Ryan Reynolds movie, but just over time, Green Lantern's a better character.
All right. Green Lantern, not Ryan Reynolds, Hal Jordan, but John Stewart, Green Lantern, will win every time. Willpower over no power.
I also say Green Lantern because Harley Quinn is really just batshit crazy, and we all know that the best way to deal with that is kittens. Green Lantern would conjure some kittens that calm her down. Then he would conjure a few glasses of wine, which Harley drinks, and then just forfeits the fight because she loves Green Lantern so much.
All right, Ring Girl Kathy, who we got?
Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds.
So you're the one person that owns that DVD.
I went with Harley Quinn just because she's effing crazy.
All right.
So Green Lantern moves on over Harley Quinn. We are across at the Westchester region. Number 1, Iron Man going against the number 8, Ant-Man.
Who is it?
Brad.
Is that me again?
Brad, yes.
I'm going to go Iron Man. Jimmy.
Ant-Man, actually.
Whoa!
Because he can actually shrink down, get inside Iron Man's suit, and disable it from within.
Ant-Man for the exact same reason.
Yep.
Iron Man.
Okay. Oh, so Iron Man moves on.
Yeah,
it's
crap, but whatever.
He could just step on Ant-Man.
We're going to go to number 4.
Ant-Man would also have super strength at that point.
Yeah, he could hold him up. Yep.
Number 4, Captain Marvel is going against number 5, Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Where are we at? Okay.
Is it me? Okay, Doctor Strange.
Marv. Yes, Doctor Strange, because I know more about him, or I don't know about any of the characters, but I love the movie Doctor Strange Love.
Okay.
And Doctor Strange is close enough.
All right.
Kathy.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
All right.
Doctor Strange. So he wins easily. And then now we're on to number 3, Wolverine versus number 6, Scarlet Witch.
Uh-huh.
Marv, go first.
Wolverine.
Yep.
Wolverine.
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 Yeah. Regeneration.
All right. All right.
Yeah, there. Exactly.
Now we are going to go to number two, Hulk, versus number seven, Falcon. Marv, you are up.
No, it's Kathy.
Oh,
Marv
Kathy.
Just went.
Yeah, yeah, ring girl Kathy.
I'm going to go with Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah. Hulk.
Hulk.
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yep. So that is officially the first round is over. We're going to be moving to the second round, but we got to let Jimmy pay some bills here with doing his eight. Falling down at eight, and then we're going to come back and do the second round as soon as our what's on tap is going.
All right, you got to give me a second here. I got to pull up the.
He doesn't give any warning.
Yeah, I know, no like, warning. That's fine.
No,
again, magic
and
voice.
No. Well, the warning is we've been doing the segment at eight for the last 8 weeks.
Well, I didn't notice it was 8 o'clock yet.
He's asking everyone else to hurry, but when it's Jimmy's turn, he's like, "Here's my elaborate explanation." Wonder Woman wears a size 7, you know, shoe, but this person.
Okay. So once again, it's What's on Tap, sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company. First of all, is boxing March 15th at Nice, California. PBC on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sergey Lipinets versus Levon. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. 10 rounds, junior welterweights. We got March 18th at Mexico City, Telemundo, Alejandro Hernandez versus Iaso Carranza, 10 rounds, junior featherweights. At Philadelphia, we have Jesse Hart versus Deshaun Johnson, 10 rounds, super middleweights. Cancun, Mexico, Alejandra Jimenez versus Martha Salazar, 10 rounds, female heavyweights. At Espoo, Finland, Edis Tali versus Marcelo Milano Baliasai, 12 rounds for the European lightweight title. March 19th at Houston, Unimas, Juan Diaz versus Fernando Garcia, 8 rounds for the lightweights. Boston, Stefan Ormond versus Marcos Leonardo Jimenez, 12 rounds for the lightweights. Atlantic City, New Jersey, Thomas Lamagna versus Kendall Mina, 8 rounds, welterweights. At Kempton Park, South Africa, Heki Budler versus Byron Roja, 12 rounds for Budler's WBA strawweight title. At Copenhagen, Denmark, Mickey Nielsen versus Mirko Largati, 12 rounds for the cruiserweights. Hold on 1 second. And that's going to bring us to MMA. March 17th, Calvillo Promotions in San Jose, Costa Rica. On March 18th, One Championship 39, Union of Warriors in Myanmar. Myanmar, yeah. At PXC on March 18th, Pacific Extreme Combat in Guam. PLMMA 64, AFC 9 in Dublin. It's in Poland. FFC Final Fight Championship 23 in Austria. Invictus Fighters 13 in Argentina. These are all March 18th. SFL Super Fight League 47. The Grub Fest, New Delhi, India. WCMMA Warrior Challenge 24 in London, England. Pro FC Ukraine Reflection Cup 4 in the Ukraine. Kickdown 123 March Madness in Aurora, Colorado, United States. EWT Elite Warrior Tournament 2 in Argentina. Moving on to March 19th, UFC Fight Night 85, Hunt versus Mir in Queensland, Australia. AFC Aspera Fighting Championship 33 in Brazil. FEN 11 in Poland. FMD Full Metal Dojo, I love that name, in Thailand. Full Metal Dojo 9 in Bangkok, Thailand. MMA Kazalin, Poland versus Latvia in Poland. Combat League, spelled with a K. Italian Extreme 11 in Italy. Elite MMA 7 in Las Palmas, Spain. KMMA 6, Orudo in Bolivia. Grand Slam 4, Way of the Cage in Tokyo, Japan. Grand Slam Survivor in Tokyo, Japan. Top FC 10, Mingu versus Yong in Seoul, South Korea. UGB MMA Championship 14, Affliction in the Philippines. AFC 15, Wilkinson versus Abdullah in Australia. EFC Egyptian Fighting Championship 23 and 24 in Egypt, King of Kings World Grand Prix in Lithuania, MMA Berlin Tournament 46 in Germany, Pure FC 3 Glenn versus Manuel in Wisconsin, DP A-Town Throwdown 8 in Austin, Minnesota, XFO Rocktown Showdown 26 in Rockford, Illinois, COH Cage of Honor 68 in Missouri, XCP Rutland in Vermont, Slam 10 Slovakian Amateur MMA League in Slovakia, Bratislava, Slovakia, I'm sorry, XFCI, XFC International 14 in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and NB Night of Fight 6 Return of the Kings in Slovakia. And that brings us to the end of What's on Tap, sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company.
All right, we're going to go back to the Marvel vs. DC March Madness bracket. If you want to find where we got this bracket, it's in the USA Today from March 14th, 2016. We are now to the second round in the Metropolis region, which has the number one seed Superman going against number four seed Green Arrow. Who do we leave off on? Doesn't matter. I'll start it off.
Superman. Yeah. Okay, Superman versus
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, and he picks Superman.
Oh, okay, Superman.
I say Green Arrow. He shoots Superman with a kryptonite-tipped arrow.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to say Superman.
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 All right, so Superman moves on. He is now in what would be the equivalent to the Sweet 16 in the basketball one, but we didn't start off with that many numbers. Flash, who might be a little bit tired from his OT victory over Shazam, it had to go to overtime, is going against Wonder Woman. Jimmy, who are you liking this
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Still Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Yeah,
she stands on the other side of her jet, and then Flash runs into it and knocks himself out. Because awesome. He didn't see it, because it's invisible.
Right. Yeah. All right, so we're going to move over to the Baxter region now, which has Captain America, number one seed, going against number five seed Daredevil. Marv, you are on the clock.
That is not who I had in my picks, though. So I had Captain America and Jessica Jones. Because Jessica Jones would try to use the same jibba-jabba tactics as Daredevil. But because we only pay women 75% of men in America, Captain America only hears 75% of her babbling. So it's enough to save his sanity. Then he takes away all of her powers, just like America has taken away women's rights.
Okay, dumb. But Daredevil did move on our bracket. So
I don't care
America
about our
dad.
I did my brackets, and I spent two frigging hours doing this because you didn't tell me how we were going to actually break this down.
But we like what you're doing, and you can tell us who wins yours. But in our bracket now, since we got a voting policy, who do you like?
I do not accept your bracket.
Okay, so any substitutes his own. All right.
All right.
I don't know who to go with.
All right, you got Captain America or Daredevil?
Go with Captain America because America.
Don't listen to him.
Daredevil is a little bitch, all right?
Actually, I just said not to listen
to him. All right, Daredevil gets one.
Captain America.
Captain America.
You told her.
I like Captain America.
I just don't want her to listen to what he said.
I like Captain America in this one.
All right, I got Captain America as well.
All right, he moves on. You got number six Deadpool over his upset over Spider-Man. I know what Marv's going to talk
no,
about.
No, it was Spider-Man versus Thor, and unfortunately Thor does win because God Hammer.
All right.
All right, so you're picking Thor?
Yeah.
It's not the real pick. So,
okay, so. Yeah.
All right.
Deadpool or Thor?
Thor.
Deadpool.
Thor. All right, yeah. I'm going to go Deadpool.
Deadpool. Regeneration.
Regeneration.
So that would be a tie again.
All right, it's Angelica's turn.
Deadpool. Okay, she picked Deadpool.
Deadpool moves on over Thor.
Angelica, you can move over to that one if you want.
All right, so now we're in the Gotham region, which has number one Batman now going against number five Supergirl.
We still have Ant-Man versus Doctor Strange and Wolverine versus Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that's...
He right.
Well, yeah.
That's Marvel Westchester.
You want me to move over to the Westchester region? Well, does that work better?
Does it matter?
Never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So the Gotham region has the number one seed Batman going against number five Supergirl. Ring Girl Kathy, you're up.
Batman,
for sure.
Batman, of course.
Batman.
Well, I have Batman versus Cyborg, but it's still Batman.
All right. So now we go on to Aquaman versus Green Lantern. Rochelle is up.
Where is that at?
That's there. Aquaman.
I guess Aquaman.
I'm gonna go Green Lantern.
Good choice.
See, I had Cyborg versus Green Lantern, but if I had to go Aquaman versus Green Lantern, I gotta go with Green Lantern.
All right, it's tied up.
Too lame.
Which quadrant are we in now?
We are in the Aquaman, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Harley Quinn.
Just don't even look at your picks anymore because it got way
go
off track.
Just go off what we've come up with as a group.
So Aquaman versus Green Lantern.
I don't care.
Gonna go Aquaman, Green Lantern.
Who? What has everybody else picked?
I got Green Lantern.
It's tied actually right now.
I choose Aquaman.
It's tied. Green Lantern.
So that. Is correct. Green Lantern moves on, or are we missing someone that didn't pick? Did you pick Ring Girl?
Yeah, Aquaman.
All right, so
Aquaman wins.
Aquaman wins. Yeah, okay.
Aquaman wins. Oh shit! All right, so here we go on to the other side of the region. Now in the Westchester region, we have Iron Man number one going against number five, Doctor Strange. It is Byron. You're up.
Iron Man.
I'm gonna go Iron Man.
If I so those two, I got to go with Iron Man.
Yeah, those two, I got to go Iron Man.
Yep.
Ring Girl, Kathy.
Iron Man.
All right, Iron Man wins convincingly. And now down to the bottom of the bracket, we have Wolverine going against Hulk. And Barnes, you went first or who went
first?
Yeah,
I went first.
First off, you got to go Wolverine.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Wolverine? Sure.
No. Wolverine, regeneration.
No.
And Wolverine can outlast Hulk until he calms down and becomes Bruce Banner again.
No. Yeah.
No. Yep.
Hulk.
All right.
You can still get knocked out just because you like.
But he can't die. That's what I'm saying.
We didn't.
You
know, nobody ever said that they had to kill them. It was just a fight. Well, Duke gets knocked out. He fights over.
No.
When you got superpowered heroes, it's not a knockdown. It's a fight to the death.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Kathy. Wolverine.
Wolverine.
If it's Wolverine a fight wins. To the death, then any superhero that is immortal automatically wins.
Yeah, then it comes like, who's cooler after that?
Like, that's ridiculous.
Back to the Metropolis region. Now we have Superman going against Wonder Woman, number one versus number two seed. And it is Jimmy that goes first.
Wrap it up. Come on.
I know. Well, but that's not who I had. So I got to – if it's Superman versus Wonder Woman, I gotta go with Superman.
I don't know where we are either. It's not who I had. So.
Superman versus Wonder Woman.
I guess Wonder Woman.
Superman.
This is very disappointing for me.
Wonder Woman.
I worked hard on all my
I
picks.
I know, I did
I
too.
I worked really hard
right.
on all my picks.
Oh, everyone hates.
That's all right.
Wonder
That's
Woman.
Okay.
Well, I thought we were talking what our bracket was.
Well, you can we after that this we will have
yeah,
time.
If we had another 2 hours for a show.
No, we can go through
That's
our
fine.
Brackets after.
All right, it's fine.
I lost count though. What do you have?
I had Wonder Woman.
Well, I had Superman.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
All right, shit. Deciding vote here. I'll go Wonder Woman.
Okay.
All right, so now we go to let's shoot over once again to the Baxter region. Captain America is now going against Daredevil. Who do we like?
Didn't we already do that?
We did that one.
We did that yeah. one already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. He's going against Deadpool now.
Who is?
Captain America
versus Deadpool. Okay.
Okay.
Is it on me or who's
no,
it?
No, Marv.
Oh, Marv, okay.
Captain America.
Deadpool.
Captain America. Because it's patriotic.
I'm going to go Deadpool.
You're using that now.
America.
All right.
What I went Deadpool.
Deadpool. Regeneration.
Woo, Deadpool.
All right. So now we're down to the Gotham region, which has Batman versus Aquaman. Ring Girl Kathy goes first.
Batman.
All right. Batman easily moves on. And now we have Iron Man versus Wolverine. Rochelle's up.
Wolverine.
All right, Wolverine moves on. So we do have our official final four. Our final four is Wonder Woman's going against Batman, and then we got Wolverine versus Deadpool. Let's go first. Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Deadpool. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. I forgot.
No,
who was...
it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
You said it was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Versus Wolverine. Yep.
Wolverine. I think.
We're going backwards now?
No, I was supposed to start. Someone just, you know.
Oh, sorry, it was my fault.
I'm going to go Wolverine.
Oh, you know what I was going to say. Deadpool.
What are the choices?
Wolverine, Deadpool. Deadpool.
Wolverine.
Wolverine moves on to
Marv
the championship
so
game. I know, dude.
He really is.
I feel bad about that. All right, well, so Wonder I Woman know. Versus Batman.
Let us in on all the secrets of what we're going to do. And then.
Wonder Woman versus
Wonder
Batman.
Woman.
versus Batman? Yeah. Oh, Batman.
I'm going to go Batman.
Batman.
Now, somehow this actually worked out that this was my pick for round four.
All right, so your analysis.
So Wonder Woman wins by using her telepathy to see into Batman's mind where there are just images of Matt Damon naked everywhere. She then astral projects to Matt Damon's house and brings...
Kimmel?
She then astral projects to Matt Damon's house, brings him back with her, where and then Batman takes one look, grabs Matt, and they make out for like 20 minutes, causing Batman to forfeit.
So that's a vote.
So Wonder Woman wins.
High five.
All right. Ring girl, Kathy.
Wonder Woman.
All right. So it's a tie. So we have to go now to,
oh, to Emily.
Batman.
Batman moves on. All right. So now our championship game is Batman versus Wolverine, two of the more popular characters of all time.
This
Who
is the championship?
First?
This is it. All the Marvels.
This is for all the Marvels.
Yes. So Batman versus
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
All right. Who's up?
I think
I'll lead off. All right. I got to go Batman.
Jimmy's head's about to explode.
All right.
I got to go with Wolverine, regeneration.
All right. Yeah. No, they're all fair.
Going by my rule that you can knock a dude out and therefore win the fight, I think Batman wins that one.
Batman. Batman.
I think it's a draw. It's a they share
Batman
the,
just on the
they
fact
share
that
the purse.
He can carry a movie all by himself, and Wolverine has really sucky solo movies.
That's a really good point. Batman.
All right, so Batman is.
Can he carry a movie by himself? Because the villains play a big part in the movies.
I don't care. Both the Wolverine.
They also had to add Robin and in the first incarnation, and then even in the Christian Bale, like you had Michael Caine.
They just wanted it more colorful. That's all.
No, I don't. No.
Jimmy, can you give us your final four and how they got there and who you had winning?
All right, so my final four was Superman versus Batman and Deadpool versus Wolverine. Batman won against Superman, Deadpool won against Wolverine, and then Batman versus Deadpool, Deadpool won regeneration, and the fact that he knows that he's a comic book character, he can actually, the physics of the Deadpool character can adjust because of his self-awareness, and he can actually trap Wolverine and destroy him.
Marv, who is your final four? And let's get your final four analysis.
I can't believe it, like every person with a vagina just ran out of this room. Good job. You repelled all of them, Jimmy. Well, we already know that
it doesn't matter. I already got somebody.
All right. So we already know that I had Wonder Woman versus Batman and why she won. On the Marvel side, I had Thor versus Hulk. And Hulk, we all saw Hulk punch the crap out of Thor in the Avengers movie. So he wins. So that would give my main event as Wonder Woman versus Hulk. And this one was actually over really quickly. Wonder Woman would pop out a titty. Hulk sees it. And all the blood leaves his brain to fill his massive Hulk boner, and he passes out. Winner, Wonder Woman. But,
massive Hulk boner, which would be a green boner.
And then the green boner would spawn a new comic book character, the green boner.
Very cool. Yeah. Rochelle, how about who did you have in your final four?
Michelle was doing her Wolverine impression.
Oh my god. I actually had Wonder Woman versus Wolverine and as the final, so I went with Wonder Woman.
Okay. Anthony was due to
for the same titty reason, or
I actually I knew about
just
this whole
she's
thing.
Wonder Woman. She's a freaking goddess.
I thought I'd wing it, you know, and it worked out.
All right, and I was just gonna go off voting and stuff, but Marv, you had some other analysis. Give us some.
Now I don't remember what all I already said, and did I did Captain America and Jessica Jones, right?
We've crossed a few lines, so yeah.
I think we're just going to stop while we're behind.
You mentioned menstruation and boobs and
I think those were the highlights.
We're good.
Those are probably
anyway.
Are we are we good on the Love Doctor?
No, you know we're still waiting on him. So we do have Leonardo Tyner. Briefly, we're just going to do a 5-minute little check in, make sure he's all right.
All right.
So let's go to a song break here really quick, and then Leonardo Tyner on the other side.
This is a previously recorded episode.
Welcome back to the Undercard, everybody. It's officially episode 181.
1981.
That's right. We're celebrating the 80s.
Some of us in this room still won't be born for a decade.
Me.
That's Barnes.
Some of us in this room have been around for a decade.
I deeply apologize, but it looks like we're going to have to our relationship special slash sex talk about
the fighters. Love doctor.
Yeah, he cannot make it. He got caught with some clients, so we're going to extend that over to next week. So, Barnes, you got to be in for that one.
Yeah, you do. Please.
That's right. Who is begging? Begging. Why am I not a host yet? I want to be here. I want to be cool like the rest of you.
Yeah, you were catching up to me, Barnes, but then I left you in the dust.
You know, I was never put in the intro, so I was like, you know what?
You know what?
You know what? Hold on. No,
you never earned intro status.
Hold on. You are now in contention with Sugar Hill because I think you guys are really close to being here the same amount.
Damn.
Sugar Hill is a great guy.
It's going to come down here in the next month or so. We're going to decide who's going to be the intro, you or Sugar. So I'm just saying.
We should let our fans vote.
Well, oh, maybe.
I'll probably win that.
You think so?
Actually, well, he goes out of the country a lot, but I'll probably go.
Oh, no. You know what? No. You can be his fill-in.
But I'll probably be with him.
All right. Right. All right, so we'll see.
You think that? Maybe not.
We'll see. It may happen. It may not.
All right, let's call up Leonardo Tyner. He had a big weekend. He's all over Facebook.
Little ball of hate.
Little ball of hate. That's my nickname.
Little ball of hate.
That's my nickname.
Who he hating on?
Hating on the world.
Don't hate the play. Hate the game.
He's probably cooking right now. Or eating or cooking.
Hello.
Hey, Leonardo. This is Brad. You're live on the undercard. Yeah, all right. Leonardo Tyner, buddy. How you been?
Really good, man. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. So you were all over Facebook, obviously. You had a sparring session, an exhibition with Sean Porter over this past weekend. Tell us, A, about the experience. I mean, was it fun?
Man, it's always fun to get in the ring and be live, like people watching me, like all eyes on me. But the thing about it,
it was 9,600 people. But keep going.
Did you see my stomach in that fight, man? In that exhibition?
I did not see your stomach in that exhibition.
Oh my god, man! I looked. It's like when I got in the ring, I took my shirt off. You ever see that movie, The Great White Hype?
Yes.
I hope it is. I look just like David Wayans, man.
I'm in shape, round.
Wow.
Well,
man, I was out of, man. I looked it bad. I can't believe I did that to my people like that. Because you know, people don't know that's an exhibition, and I'm helping somebody out. You know what I'm saying? They probably looked at me like it was a real fight. So I kind of probably embarrassed my fans and stuff. But, you know, I did all I could, man. I got tired kind of quick.
Maybe next time ask if you can fight with your shirt on, and then, because that's what I do.
I don't know why I didn't keep it on. I had a tank top in my bag.
Well, I got to ask you this. What were you paid to do the exhibition?
Enough money to make me go in there fat.
No, wait, what did you say? Not enough, because that's why you went
in
fat?
No, he said not enough, or enough to make him go in there fat.
Okay, so you're right. Well, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, because we like to know fighters' purses. What are we north of here? Give us a figure and tell us north
of. Because we're the rudest boxing show on the air.
I know, right?
So how much money did you make?
Yes, on off.
Yeah, it's just strong. Sorry, north of 5,000?
I got 5,000 for it.
Okay, very good. I mean, and you had fun, and people that don't know you now do, but a lot of people know you. You take a lot of short notice fights. So how'd this come about 2 weeks ago? Where was it, like, you know, you had contact with this camp, or they reached out to you because Porter wanted some work in because of the Thurman incident?
Yeah, it was, like, his guy, one of his main guys, like Dan J. I know him, you know, we be on Facebook talking. He on Facebook, so, and, you know, they wanted to keep a fight going, and they called me. He knew me, and he know how I fight, and he know that I'm going to give him my all, you know. So he called me and asked me what I do it. He told me everything. The worst part of the deal was I had to come down and wait all the way. And I was way back to my weight that I when I first started boxing. I had got way up to like 180, man. And I had 2 weeks, and I got all the way down to like 155. So I did what I could, and I felt good. Like after the weigh-in, after I started eating, I felt like I was okay. But as the rounds went on, and that my Porter being in shape, you know, in and out, and then right before we started sparring, I was looking at him, and I seen his bed say, "Go to his body," and I laughed to myself like, "Damn, they got me."
So, like, when the body work kicked in, that's when all the weight dropped in a 2 week camp. That's when you were done.
That's when everything came to the fan.
Well, how'd it feel? I mean, obviously, an exhibition, it's a sparring session for anyone that's round boxing. You guys had headgear on. They tried to make it feel like a little bit more than it was. They had people there. They had media. They had a ref in there. I mean, was it a weird feeling, or was it kind of, you know, just like, hey, you know, just a practice?
I felt like actually like I was fighting. You know what I'm saying? It felt like a fight atmosphere with the lights. It was some special lights in there, you know, a crowd in there. It was like a red tie event too. So there's some important people that they knew. And by then live and by then 12 rounds, I felt like it was a real fight. So it kind of like I felt like I got some ring rust off, but we had the headgear on. But I really felt like it was a fight because we weighed in the day before. And I had to come in at a certain weight, and I had struggled to do that. So I really felt like it was a fight. So with that being said, that little $5,000 wasn't enough. That was a damn $100,000 fight for that boy.
Yeah, I mean, in Facebook, I was watching the numbers. The highest I saw the numbers go up because it's on Facebook Live and it shows you the numbers. It looked like at one time I saw it like 9,900 people watching and stuff like that. Are you close with Sean Porter?
Well, I met him a couple of times, you know. He's a real nice kid, you know, humble, always smiling, you know, God-fearing man. So he's a nice guy. It's like we're the same type of guys, you know what I'm saying? We smile a lot, but once we're in the ring, it's like we go to war, you know. But after that, you know what I'm saying, we talk good and everything is exchanged numbers. And they might bring me down for the Thurman camp. So,
well,
he said he wouldn't bring me down. So it's up to me if I'm going to go.
Well, when are we going to see a Tyner camp now? I mean, when's your next real official fight? Are you looking at September? I hear.
Yeah, September. I've been suspended, man. Seems like it's been about 2 years or so almost, man. It's crazy.
No, it has been about 2 years. So I'll refresh. I think it's been 2 years, hasn't it? Or has it been a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you officially suspended now, or are you coming off a suspension?
September will be my rebirth. So I'll be back in September. Everything going to be back to normal again. And I really, man, I miss it. It's like this needed to happen to me because I seen what I had, you know. And I'm watching everybody fighting and doing stuff. And all I had was my old pictures to share, you know, old videos. And that's all I had, man. And I really messed myself up with doing that, man. And you know what I'm saying? I beat myself up the whole 2 years, basically. So now I'm ready to make a statement and do the right thing.
Now, No, go ahead. Keep going.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just referring back to the exhibition. I thought you'd be able to do some damage to Porter's midsection. I think you worked the body better than any fighter I've seen in a long time. Was the 16-ounce gloves too much of a problem to make that happen, along with your cardio that you admit that wasn't there?
Yeah, he went to my body so much, I forgot about his. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. So... I went to his a couple of times, but when I started loading up a little bit, he got away from me. He fought real smart. You know, I heard his dad yelling the whole time. Like, he guided him through the whole fight, basically.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. I mean, it's still a great opportunity. It was great for boxing to have another way to enjoy boxing. You're always a good guy to the undercard and stuff, Tyner. And stay, you know, as soon as something happens in September, you got a fight lined up. Let us know about it, okay?
Yes, man. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Well, Leonardo, before you go, Tyner, this is Barnes. Before you go, I want to know, what are you cooking tonight? You had to be cooking something.
Bison ribeye, crab legs, and salad with avocado, and I had some chicken breast too, but, you know, don't tell anybody.
So you're walking at 190 again, is what you're saying.
And just to give you a thing, I had ramen today. That's all I'm saying.
when we got here, I had
What's up, honey? I forgot you were done here.
I had Slim Jims and peanut butter pretzels.
Tyner's eating like a king.
Cornerstone of any nutrition.
Well, that's the real question, because we'll never see you guys face off in the ring. Who can out-eat who? Can Barnes out-eat you, Tyner, or can you out-eat Barnes?
Not eat like me, you know. He don't like to get fat. I like to get fat, you know what I'm saying? He don't.
Yeah.
But I see Barnes eat like a fat kid, though. I honestly do. He pounds it, man.
Yeah, but Tyner, I don't know. He has me, I'm telling you. He said, like, ribs and crab legs and chicken all in one night.
Can we have an eat off and like right here in studio where we guys provide you food? Rochelle can make her famous lasagna. You guys can each bring in a dish. You guys have to share. See who can go the longest and eat the most.
I can do that.
I'm in favor of anything that has Rochelle making lasagna.
You're down with that?
Oh, I'm so down for that.
Barnes versus Tyner.
All right, Barnes versus Tyner, food battle. I like it. So take care, Leonardo. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me. I miss you, Barnes. Come on at us, boy.
Aww. All right, that's Leonardo Tyner.
They haven't seen each other since Valentine's Day.
Against Sean Porter.
Everyone loves me.
In an exhibition, which happened this past weekend on Saturday. So, it was a lot of fun. Actually, that was Friday. Was that Friday? No, that was Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah, no, it was Saturday.
So, but yeah, what do you think of it? Did you watch the exhibition?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I did not actually.
You weren't one of the 9,600.
I was meaning to watch it, like sincerely, I was, but I did not get a chance to do it.
Okay, so it was one of those things where it was a sparring session, you know, and they hyped it up to be a little bit more. I like anything that's good for boxing.
Well, I mean, I think Porter looked good. I mean, it was good for, like, you know, like Porter said, you know, he didn't want to waste a camp. You know what I mean? Like, you train so long, you know, someone should at least see you, you know, like use your skills and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sucks when you, like, train your ass off and you don't fight or something like that, you know, and it just sucks.
So, Barnes knows.
You know, yeah.
Barnes talking from his personal experience.
Talking from the heart right now. So,
well, we're giving you an exhibition. We're giving you Tyner versus Barnes, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. She'll cook her lasagna. We're going to have, obviously, ice cream because you like the ice cream aspect.
Yeah, that's good.
Marv, can you think of any foods that would be challenging to get down?
Anything like carborific, like anything like bread, like
Barnes, like nope.
No, I mean nope. like
no, I know. So it fills up.
Yeah,
your stomach.
It's really gonna fill it up, and it depends on
pancakes.
Like, it depends on like
potatoes.
It depends on how you eat it, though, right? Yeah. Like the order in which you eat it. Like if you eat all the bread first, like you're screwed. You're not getting anything else in there.
Okay. Either that or like Yankee, because like pancakes and Yankee, they like once they get to your stomach, it's like cement.
What about pierogies?
And
they expand. I could get actual pierogies from Hamtramck.
Potato pierogies too.
Potato
like,
pierogies.
Like get it from both ends, right? Like the potato and the pasta.
It's like I eat like to get full. I like being full. I feel like being stuffed is like the best. So when you can't move afterwards,
when you got to actually undo the belt a little bit, you're just right.
Barnes is like, I'm going to put on my eating pants.
He's gonna come in. He's gonna come in with like the dorm pants or whatever. With
they got
no
an elastic band. They got like an elastic band that like he's wearing like three extra large like elastic bands so they can stretch way out. He's got them cinched so hard.
They're called jegging.
He's like, hold. Yeah. He's like, hold on, guys. I got to pull the ripcord. And he like pulls the cord on the sweats. And blah. He's like, all right, I can eat another pizza. Now, let's go.
Every once in a while, you get a girl that can out eat a boy. Kathy, are you one of those people? I mean, you look in shape, but can
I'm
you
a
out eat?
A fat ass.
Really? Mm-hmm. You think you could compete with Tyner and Barnes?
Absolutely. Part of me wants to be offended by what she just said, but I'm not gonna be.
Really?
What's
you?
What's a big dinner for you, Kathy? Big dinner.
I'm addicted to like soul food. Like I love chicken, mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
Add a little bit of Mexican in there.
Her microphone is like pointing down. I don't know what happened, but
that's why.
Yeah, that's
it's Rochelle's fault.
It's just, there you go. How about that?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Whoa, there we go. Is. All right.
Through the magic of Viagra, it's back up again.
That's right. You want that lasagna.
So you want soul food? You got to try Rochelle's lasagna.
Yeah.
But once it gets amazing. In your stomach, it grows. I'm not lying. It really does. Just feels like it's
pain. How many cheeses are in it?
Oh, there's 4.5 pounds of cheese.
Four and a half pounds of cheese. So, it's just a brick. Just
four,
boom.
Four different
right
cheeses,
there.
4.5 pounds.
And how much meat?
One of my best friends is like this 120 pound Asian guy.
Uh-huh.
And he can eat.
So there's four times as much cheese as there is meat.
Way more than me.
He can eat more than you do? It's
ridiculous.
Maybe he gets the winner of Barnes vs. Tyner then.
Hey.
We should get Imodium to sponsor this because they're going to need it after the 4.5 pounds of cheese.
Pepto, definitely.
Yeah, something. And Acid Tums. Any corporation that wants to sponsor this
Eat
Off.
You do not want to have Imodium sponsor the lasagna eating contest. That is quite the opposite. You want to have more like X-Lax or
Barnes has the thing. Did I shit last or did I fight last?
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Yeah, he's like, wait a minute. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure I fought last because I remember.
Right, exactly. Listen, the last time I bought toilet paper, you're going back a little bit. There's a Farmer Jack's.
He's like, fought, ate the lasagna. Yeah, haven't pooped since then. Yeah, that's
exactly.
I think, if I recall correctly, the last time she made her lasagna, they were putting in new sewer lines in my house. And I had to send a picture of, like finally passed Rochelle's lasagna.
He did.
It took like 4 days. Oh, God. I would be like, I had to say the poem. I was like, here I sit all brokenhearted, came to shit, but only farted. And it's just
the poem.
It's a true story, though. I didn't have a problem. Barnes didn't have a problem. But these two guys,
because I ate so much of it.
They didn't poop for days.
I didn't poop for days.
the Facebook feeds for 3 days, all it was about was how they hadn't pooped.
It was like if you like saw The Martian, it was like Soul 8. Still waiting for potatoes to grow. Haven't pooped yet.
Captain's log. Stardate.
Captain's log. No log in sight.
Maybe around Memorial Day. That's a good eating holiday. If he doesn't have a fight lined up or something, let's get this eating thing going.
Yeah, all
right, sounds good.
You know, we'll definitely do it.
That's good because that'll give me the whole weekend to work it out.
Exactly. Gives you that extra Monday,
right? I'm going to need that extra Monday to. No, I can feel it.
Oh, man.
Today's the day.
We want to give a shout out to our good friend.
Kill it up, Marv. Today's not your day.
That's what it is. Like, damn it, butthole.
We want to give a big shout out to our friend Rick Pratt for introducing us to this next band. It's Lipstick Jody. I've not been able to talk all show. Lipstick Jody. We're going to play their song, and we are done. We will see you guys next week, episode 182. Tonight was
it disappeared.
What? Lipstick Jody?
I moved it up, and it's like gone.
All right, try it again. We can kill time for another minute.
Yeah, let's talk more about how we haven't pooped.
Exactly.
Gross.
I mean, you're
talk
one
about
of the combatants.
Talk about starting a movie.
How do you want it to go? Like, he eat one, then you eat one, and then you eat one?
I think what it is they'll have equal portions. We'll put it down together at the same time, and then we'll hit the start button.
Tied behind their back?
Well, no. But we'll hit the start button, and then we'll start timing it. And then when they finish it, we'll bring the next thing that they're going to eat.
Rochelle?
But it's the same portion
Rochelle,
every time.
Can you make like four lasagnas?
And whoever finishes all of it, all the different things first,
well, the show
wins.
Will.
Either that.
Do you realize if she made four lasagnas, that would be 16 pounds of cheese?
It'd also be like
$120.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a wheel of cheese.
I just will put this out there. You offered to bring the food.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I want to see. I actually. I want to see if Barnes.
Bucks. Shit.
I want to see if Barnes can polish off a whole Rochelle lasagna. I want to see if he can polish it off all by himself.
I probably could. Honestly.
Those are big words, dude.
Well, we got to apologize once again because the lipstick Jody's not playing. We're gonna have to get in a different format. We've tried for a couple weeks, but we'll send a link up to where to look at this band on our Facebook at facebook.com/radiounderscore. We'll try it again next week. So we'll be back next week. It's episode 182 next Tuesday, 7 to 9 at podcastdetroit.com. Something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. This is a previously recorded episode.